AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Besides the gunman, there are now five people dead from Thursday's shooting in Chattanooga, Tennessee. The AP's Michael Biesecker reports a sailor has died.
They've not yet released the name, but the person who was wounded was identified yesterday as Navy Petty Officer Second Class Randall Smith, who was serving on active duty at the Chattanooga Center.
And Smith's family has confirmed he has died. Investigators are trying to figure out the motive for the gunman in Chattanooga, Mohammed Abdul Aziz. Meantime, the governor of Florida, Rick Scott, is ordering National Guard recruiters at six storefront locations in his state to relocate to their nearest armory after the shootings in Tennessee. The top leader in Iran, Ayatollah Al-Khamenei, says the nuclear deal with the U.S. and other world powers won't change Iran's policy toward what he called the arrogant government of the U.S. Khamenei also said Iran will continue to support its allies in the Middle East, including the Lebanese Hezbollah, Palestinian resistance groups, and the Syrian government. A former top FIFA official, Jeffrey Webb, is due in court today in New York to face racketeering and bribery charges in a corruption case that has sent shockwaves through the soccer world. Webb was one of seven officials with the World Soccer governing body who were detained in Switzerland. They're accused of plotting to pay bribes tied to broadcasting and hosting rights for the World Cup and other tournaments. Strong winds are holding up the British Open. It means round three will not be played today. The final round has been pushed back to Monday. Round number three will be played tomorrow. Dustin Johnson and a Brit, Danny Willett, share the lead at the British Open at 9-under par.
It's a childhood dream, and it's still looking up there, still a little bit surreal, but something I'm going to have to get used to, otherwise there's no point in being up there. So we're going to, try and rest up and then try and grind it out for another good weekend, and, hopefully we can be up there in 2 days' time.
Willett finished his second round yesterday at St. Andrews in Scotland. This is AP Radio News. There are images in a London tabloid of Queen Elizabeth in 1933 performing a Nazi salute with her family.
The images printed in The Sun show the Queen, then about 7 years old, at the family home in Balmoral, Scotland, with her Uncle Edward, mother and sister. We see Elizabeth's mother and herself making the Nazi salute as the rest of the family laugh. The palace says it's disappointing that the short film, shot 8 decades ago and apparently from the family's private archive, has been exploited in this manner. Military historian James Holland has told The Sun that the royals were joking rather than in any way being Hitler supporters. It's well known that the monarch's parents took a fiercely anti-Nazi stand during World War II. Charles de Ledesma, London.
As much as a president can do, Barack Obama is hanging out with his daughters today in New York. Some of Sasha and Malia's friends and the president's sister and her husband are there too. There was a stroll through Central Park earlier today, and the plan later today is for a Broadway matinee. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Save big on your landscape project at Menards. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a beautiful border for your landscape with our interlock edgers on sale now through March 22nd. Save big on landscape block at Menards. Also, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.